The potential for a La Niña weather pattern this winter is looking more and more likely. The latest forecast says there's a 66% chance for La Niña, a figure that's been steadily rising for the last few months. That's according to Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment. He told editor Annie Feit, La Niña typically brings cooler and drier conditions to Alaska, and because of global warming, that may mean a more typical winter.
Since we're comparing against the 1981 to 2010 climate normal period, we're already a couple degrees warmer than that, 1 to 2 degrees warmer than that. So we're starting off, all things being equal, as being pretty far above normal. So the La Niña, and it's not a done deal, but generally it's going to tilt us toward cooler temperatures. So what it's doing is more than likely it's going to send us back a couple degrees, which would put us close to the normal range.
We had a La Niña pattern last winter. How unusual is it to have back-to-back La Niñas?
It is unusual. It's not unprecedented. And it's not one La Niña. So we had a La Niña last winter, and then it faded away. But now we've transitioning back into a new La Niña. So they are separate events. Again, it's not unprecedented, but it is pretty uncommon. Normally, they're going to be spaced a couple of years apart.
Do we know why we would have two in a row?
Actually, we don't. So El Niños, La Niñas, we kind of understand how they work, and we understand what the atmospheric responses to those events are, but we don't have a good understanding of what initiates them, why they occur. So that's an area of intense research. But for now, we watch the progression of it and don't really have an understanding of why they occur.
So how does the La Niña work, and how does it bring drier, cooler weather to Alaska?
So the El Niños and the La Niñas are actually they're a measure of what the ocean temperatures are in this area of the central tropical Pacific Ocean within 5 degrees of the equator. And it's curious as to, how that affects things in Alaska. And the reason it does is because it's where these warm pools of water set up. So in El Niños, they set up more towards South America. In La Niña years, they set up much more to the west towards, say, Indonesia. And you have these tropical thunderstorms that are sending heat, air movement, masses of air, and that affects large-scale atmospheric circulation patterns called Walker cells. And it also influences which direction the wind is coming from at upper levels. And so in that La Niña year where the warm pool is set up to the west, and that's where the tropical thunderstorms are, we end up with kind of a northerly flow across Alaska, which drags in colder air from farther to the north and limits the amount of moisture that comes in.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.